11 minutes and 30 seconds remain in the third quarter. The score is 29-7. The Catawba Indians over the UNC Pembroke Braves. As Mike Sheehan has capped off the first drive of the second half with a 22-yard touchdown run. This one starting to get away from the Braves if they can't score here. Hollinsworth kickoff goes deep. It's fielded by Rontonio Stanley, a yard deep in the end zone. Cross the 10, cross the 15, cross the 20 now for Stanley as he takes a cut to the outside and is tackled at the 25-yard line. So it'll be first down and 10 from the Braves from the 25. 11:23 left in the third quarter as Patrick O'Brien heads onto the field for the first time here in the second half. John Rich is the wide receiver that split out to the near side. He's got JoJo Spann in the slot to that side as well. B.J. Bunn all alone on the left side of the formation. Braves move left to right across the field. Stanley behind O'Brien, who takes the snap, hands off to Stanley, stutter step at the line of scrimmage, and he goes forward to the 30-yard line, pickup of five for Rontonio Stanley. Before he was tripped up, it was the defensive end, C.J. Barksdale, the junior from Simpsonville, South Carolina, making the tackle. Second and five, O'Brien takes the snap, a quick pass to the outside for JoJo Spann, makes a cut to the inside, and picks up the first down across the 40-yard line before Spann is tackled by Mark McDaniel. First down and 10 for the Braves as they hurry it back to the line of scrimmage. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line, 10:55 left in the third, 29-7 Catawba leads. Pistol formation for O'Brien. He's got Stanley behind him, two receivers to the left, one to the right, who is B.J. Bunn. O'Brien takes the snap, fakes a handoff to Stanley, keeps it himself, slips a tackle, and dives forward to the 48-yard line. A pickup of four on the scramble. Off the option play for Patrick O'Brien, it'll be second and six from the 48-yard line. 29-7, Catawba leads, 10 minutes, 20 seconds left. Here in the third quarter, Martin Munn in as a blocking fullback for Rontonio Stanley. Three wide receivers in the formation, two to the left, one to the right. O'Brien out of the shotgun. Stanley's lined up to his left. Indians show blitz. Snap. Throws deep down the right sideline for B.J. Bunn, but just out of his reach. Bunn was running right along the sideline and laid out full extension with a dive to try and get that pass, but it was thrown just a little bit too far by Patrick O'Brien. And that'll bring up third down and five from the 48-yard line. Braves need to get to the Indians 47 to convert on a first. Rontonio Stanley in the backfield with Patrick O'Brien, who works out of a shotgun. Three wide receivers to the left. One of those is the tight end, Zelius Morrow. B.J. Bunn all alone to the right, matched up one-on-one with Mark McDaniel. O'Brien takes the snap. Indians blitz four. Throw goes to John Rich. He makes the catch on the left hash, and he takes a turn upfield and is tackled at the 44-yard line of the Indians. That's good enough for a first down, Braves. 29-7 Indians lead. 9:50 left here in this third quarter. Personnel cycling on and off the field as now the Braves will go with an empty backfield. Three wide receivers to the right, two to the left. By the way, that last catch was the first of the game for John Rich. Brian now at 189 yards passing on the game. He takes the shotgun snap, looks to the left, fires pass, complete to B.J. Bunn. He's on his feet across the 30, still on his feet at the 35, and they'll whistle him dead at the 24-yard line. There were about three Indians players all swarmed around Bunn. He refused to go down, and the referees whistled the play dead, as his forward progress had indeed been stopped. Now some more personnel cycles around for the Braves. 9:12 left here in the third quarter. It's first and 10. Ball on the 24-yard line of the Indians. It's 29-7 in favor of Catawba. If the Braves can score here, that would be huge for their momentum in this game. Pistol formation. Snap. Handoff goes to Rontonio Stanley. And he is stuffed for a yard loss. Tackled behind the line of scrimmage by the outside linebacker Jamal Lackey. Lackey had a forced fumble earlier in this game. Second time he's made a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 11 from the Indians 25. Three receivers lined up to the left side of the formation. B.J. Bond alone to the right, once again matched up on McDaniel. O'Brien out of a shotgun with Stanley in the backfield with him. Surveying the field. Now he takes the snap. Indians bring the blitz. Fire one deep in the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, JoJo Spann. Spann made the catch at the one and then was in with just one step. And just like that, the Braves have gotten back on the scoreboard for the first time since the first quarter in this game and broken the streak of 29 unanswered points that the Catawba Indians have put up.